Light rain will likely occur across portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota for a while today, but we will see drier bias conditions return tomorrow along with a new warming trend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This morning, rain is falling in eastern South Dakota and across portions of Minnesota. A few spits and spats are also occurring in northeastern North Dakota. Otherwise, areas are dry. We're seeing temperatures this morning mostly in the upper 30s into the 40s, and as we go forward through the day today, the temperatures will be held back a bit because of the cloud cover and lingering rainfall. Now, this frontal system and associated rainfall is expected to work its way through the region at a fairly quick pace, so by the time we get into the afternoon, most of the eastern Dakotas will already have seen an end to the precipitation. Maybe westernmost parts of Minnesota will see something like that as well, especially as we get into the early afternoon. It'll be late this afternoon before the precipitation ends in the eastern fringes of our region. Moisture totals from today's precipitation event will likely run from 2/10 to maybe 6 or 7/10 of an inch, with Minnesota seeing most of that moisture. Tomorrow will be a dry day across the area. A return of southerly winds will occur and additional warming will take place. We'll expect to see the temperatures starting to peak out as we get out towards Friday. And the temperatures tomorrow will likely work their way back solidly in the 50s, except in northern Minnesota and portions of northeastern North Dakota, where there will be some 40s that will still prevail. Now, on Friday, we do expect to see widespread 50-degree readings across the region, and a few lower 60s will be possible in central portions of South Dakota. As we move into Saturday and Sunday, a cooling trend will begin to occur from northwest to southeast. Most of us will still see 50-degree highs on Saturday, but as we get into Sunday and especially early next week, it'll be a bit nippier across the region. The biggest fall in the temperatures will occur from Tuesday into about Thursday of next week, and highs will be limited to the 30s and 40s, and we'll look for lows in the teens and 20s. There is some potential for rain and rain changing to snow during the transition to colder weather next week, but it's still debatable as to how significant that may or may not be. In the meantime, it looks like more moisture will occur in U.S. hard red winter wheat areas and across portions of the Midwest as we go into that same period next week, with a little bit of today's moisture also expected to impact parts of the Midwest. And lastly, a tropical cyclone is expected to develop in the next day or two in the Caribbean Sea, and it may end up threatening portions of the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and possibly southern Florida and Cuba. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.